Welcome to the Moorecast, the greatest brother-sister podcast that has ever fucking existed. My name is Mike Moore, and with me is my mentally retarded sister.
Michael, what are you doing?
We're doing a podcast.
This Dorktown list is bumming me out, man. I want to be in the top 10, so I'm switching up the formula, shaking things up, actually stealing a successful formula, just making it better. Way fucking better.
I got rid of Napier, got rid of Paul. Actually, for whatever reason, Drunk's still here.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Drunk. I'm kind of busy. I'm on the interstate on my way to class.
In entertainment news, they have announced that Bryan Singer will direct the next X-Men movie, Days of Future Past. Michelle, what's your favorite X-Men?
Captain America, I don't know.
You're so dumb. That's not even an X-Man. You're an idiot. Fucking stupid.
Why are you being so mean to me?
I'm sorry. That's the bit. That's kind of what the show is. Like you say something dumb and then I make fun of you. Yeah, that's how it works. So, you know. I can't believe you thought Captain America was an X-Man. Fucking idiot.
Okay, I really don't have time for this. Bye.
Fuck, what do I do now? I guess we'll just shovel the same horse shit we've been shoveling. Companion, Mr. Mike Napier, and special guest host, Drunkard STL, on the Twitters.
Yes. And Jim, just don't worry about it. Paul's not here this week, so you don't have to be accused of being a pedophile and whatnot. So.
Oh, yeah. Just get right into it.
Yeah, Paul is the reason we can't have friends.
Paul is not here. Paul, so this will be a much, much happier and, there'll be a more upbeat tempo. It won't be, you know, a bunch of downers.
Yeah, it feels like all the cynicism in this room has left and died like a cockroach under the couch.
I mean, I'm smiling.
You weren't smiling yesterday, though.
No, I wasn't.
You sent a visceral tweet to me.
I'm upset.
You were very upset.
Look, when we weren't on this list,
I could give a fuck about this. I was like, fuck them and their stupid list. I don't give a shit. But then they put us on the honorable mentions, and I was like, oh, that's really cool. That's nice of them. That's it. And then we were on the list. And it was like, great. And then like we jumped way up on the list.
From 22 to 11.
And then those motherfuckers dropped us from 11 to 12.
It was a short month, man. That's what got us.
We fucking dropped. That means that we were way shittier in February than we were in January.
Yeah, I thought.
Have you considered what that means?
I thought February was a good month too.
No, it sucked.
We dropped.
We're doing shitty shows, Napier. We did. We're doing a bad job.
But we're doing a better job in February than we did, say, November.
Yeah.
You know, I think what it is we're not kissing enough Dorktown ass.
See.
I don't even know.
I'm the only one that's listening to this goddamn Dorktown show. You guys need to listen to it, and you need to send. Hey, it's Drunk from Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks, and I listened to your show, and it was great. We got to kiss these people's ass. I want to be in the top 10.
I love the Dorktown list.
I don't know how you get on this list. I don't know what happened. I don't know how we got on their radar. But then we were on their radar, and they were saying nice stuff about it. So then I started listening to their goddamn show, and I was like, you know, I was like, hey man, I listened to your show. And then we moved up the list. So I think you got to suck these guys' dicks.
Okay.
To
is the show entertaining?
It's good.
Would they make their own list?
I actually, it's kind of. I have somewhat of a mic list. I rank podcasts according to the order that I want to listen to them.
Is ours number one?
Yes, it is. so like when I start my Stitcher up in the morning. I just scroll down until the first show that's new, and that's the one I listen to. And so I very rarely get below 15 or something before somebody else puts something new up in the top, and then I just start listening to the shows I like again. Mm-hmm. So like when I'm really desperate is when I get down into the lower people. And I think they're probably top 10, top 15. I usually listen to every new episode they put up.
Yeah.
So
did we go up on the Stitcher list at least?
Or? No, we haven't gone up on any list, Drunk. We went down on everything.
You mean the one list we were on, went down?
So we went down.
So we're still in like the 2000s on the Stitcher?
I don't know. I very rarely get on that to look because it takes me a long time to figure out how to get into it. Every time I have a problem getting in there. So I don't know what we're doing on Stitcher. But there's this group, and I for the life of me, I can't remember. It's two number shows. It's shows that have numbers in it,
mm-hmm.
like something street and like route something.
Sesame Street?
I don't know. It's like a number, it's like 70-something pod and like route something pod. And they're like really into sharing each other's stuff, and they listen to like... You know, you probably see it following me every now and then when I share what I listen to on Stitcher. Well, when this guy does it, apparently he listens to about 90 shows in a matter of like 3 minutes because he just share. So he usually spends about 6 seconds listening to our show, just enough time to share it and then share somebody else. And this is some kind of share group. And I mean, I guess... We're in the share group, but I don't know how we got in it.
Did you sign us up for
it? I didn't, I don't think. But, I mean, you know, I share when I live. So I'm a sharer.
Yeah.
I share, you know.
You share the wealth all the time.
You know, I want other people to share that they listen to us. So I share, too. And
can we just blame Paul's pedophile comment on that?
It's Paul's overall demeanor.
Can we
Paul's bringing us down.
Can we blame Paul for not showing up a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, and if Paul would have been here a couple weeks ago, if we would have had the full crew, we could have given it the full force and, you know.
So today's show we can blame on Paul not being here too.
Right, yeah. So now when we go down another spot in March, it'll be because we only had three of the four of us here for fucking one of the shows. That's obviously what's going on here because, I mean, I feel like I'm doing the same. I think I'm bringing about as much as I usually bring.
Sure.
It's you fucking people.
You people? It's you. What do you people. Mean, you people?
Every time I bring anything, you treat me like I'm Matt Damon and you're Jimmy Kimmel.
Look.
And then the show's over like, oh, we miss Matt Damon. Oh.
I have a concern that I want to ask you guys about, and I want your honest opinion here.
It's not going to be about guns, is it?
No. Right now, we have no Pope. There's no Pope.
That's fine.
Our Pope left.
He retired.
And they haven't put in a new Pope yet.
Right.
What happens if the devil comes now?
I mean,
what if the devil shows up today and the devil's like, I'm going to start raping broads and setting people on fire? Who's going to combat the Dark Lord?
Every time the Pope dies, if you will, there's always times without the Pope.
Yeah, but that's a bad time. I mean, we're exposed right now.
Are we just supposed to elect a Pope on a whim overnight?
We're exposed. We're in danger. Don't you understand?
There's still the College of Cardinals and whatnot.
And I have another question.
Sure.
When the Pope shits...
It's holy.
When the Pope holy has to shit. When he sits on the tarlet, does he get completely nude? Or does he, like, pull up his robe and then, like, press his robe against his back?
Who's to say he wears the robe?
You know,
all the
so
time?
That he doesn't shit on the bottom of his robe. I mean, so like he pulls it up and then like he holds it up with his back pressed up against the tank,
are
right?
Are you under the impression that he wears his robe 24/7?
Well, I mean, he doesn't just walk around naked, does he?
I'm pretty sure he has people clothes because he's a people.
Oh, so like when he's at home, he just walks around in his jammies, in his long johns?
Well, I'm sure he has them.
He might wear the black shirt with the paper collar and whatnot.
Yeah, he can do that.
Like a normal priest.
Does he do that?
I think so.
Do you do that?
Except
the Pope?
Except his is red or something, not white.
I don't think what you're saying is right. I think it's wrong.
That's fine.
Don't look at me. I don't follow.
That doesn't
any
sound
that.
Right, does it?
I'm sure he has people clothes.
You think
that,
he has people clothes?
That he
clothes?
Has pants and...
Does anybody see him in his people clothes?
I'm sure somebody has to. I mean, he wore people clothes the entire time he was not Pope.
Yeah, but he's not Pope now. Now he's Pope.
But now he's not the Pope, so he can go back to wearing people clothes again.
He's not the Pope, and yet he's still, like, kind of the Pope. It's not like they said, like, he's a cardinal now.
Yeah.
He's still, like
I think if the devil came today, the Pope would come back on the interim and whatnot.
In the chat room, Marion, hello, Marion. If he has to get totally nude to take a shit... Does he also bathe immediately afterwards? See, you would think.
He's European. I bet that he uses a bidet of some sort.
Do you ever take like a real gnarly shit and like you start going to wipe and realize it's going to be a lot more of a chore than you thought, so you just decide to take a shower instead to make sure that, you know, your stuff's good?
No.
You don't ever do that? Well, you don't take showers.
I can't, yeah. But I wouldn't go take a bath.
But do you ever do that?
I mean, sometimes in the morning.
I'm concerned with cleanliness.
Because I'm a morning shower.
You're a morning shower? So, yeah. Like, you take a big dump. But, I mean, do you ever get into, like, the fives and sixes when you're wiping and be like, you know what?
I think the most I've ever had to is three. I've never gotten been a five wiper.
I'm going to clear this out the old-fashioned way with some good old soap and water.
Yeah, I've never gotten to the five wipes. Only three.
Maybe I don't shit right.
It sounds like it. You'd be doing some damage or something.
Why don't you just take your toilet paper?
I mean, is there a certain posture that you should use? Am I doing it wrong?
Some people like to lean forward.
I typically lean forward because I'm usually on my phone.
Other people
usually playing Doodle Jumper.
Some people like to sit up completely straight.
Doodle Jumper is my go-to shit game.
How long are you on the toilet for that you need entertainment?
I'd say about 20, 25 minutes.
Whew. See, don't your legs get tired?
I don't necessarily think that whole time is shitting. I think that it's, you know, I shit and then I get lost in the moment. I think I would probably take a lot less time in the toilet if I didn't bring anything with me because I get bored.
Don't your legs get tired? Like start falling asleep or whatever?
No.
Do your dookie smears get cold on your anus?
My dookie smears?
Yeah, your dookie smears.
I don't know. If I do use some sort of form of entertainment on the toilet, I'll just go on the Twitter for a couple seconds and read some shit.
Yeah, no, I do that a lot. I do a lot of tweeting on the toilet. I do a lot of Doodle Jumper on the toilet.
and I read the BuzzFeed. Did you see Lisa Rinna's doing adult diaper commercials?
Yes.
It's kind of a bummer, isn't it?
I don't know who this person is.
Well, I mean, she was way hotter like 10 years ago or whatever.
I mean, she's still all right, though.
Oh, yeah.
It shouldn't be like adult diapers.
Well, I mean, so are those three football players, too.
Do you think there's a certain stigma attached to that? Do you think that, you know, once you start doing adult diapers commercials, there's no coming back? I mean, there's no way to go back to, like, bikini in a hot tub anymore. You're done with that.
Right.
You're done with that forever. You're the chick who does adult diaper commercials now.
Exactly.
I mean, you're not going to do the red carpet anymore. You're adult diapers broad now.
You think you'll ever be reduced to the adult diaper?
No.
Yeah.
I'll just shit my pants.
Yeah, see, my parents are always trying to get me to quit smoking, and my excuse to them is I don't want my children to change my diapers, so I don't think I'll ever be in the adult diapers either.
Yeah. So what's new with you, buddy? You brought a whole pack of those blue cigarettes now. Is it like,
yeah.
Are there batteries in there? What's going on here?
That box is actually a, like, that box is a battery.
So you're like all in on these now. Are you smoking at all now? You're just doing these?
I've cut back significantly. Is
that better for you, or is that a myth?
Well,
it's a myth, isn't it?
Most of the problems with smoking involve the burning of
tobacco. I just have a feeling that's going to make you die sooner. I don't know why, but I don't know. I'm thinking that they're going to find out that that's really bad.
Here's my morning routine.
Kind of like that Splenda.
Here's my morning routine. I wake up. I have a cigarette. Get dressed, go to work. On the way to work, I have a cigarette.
You know, this whole smoking thing, you didn't start smoking until you were like 25.
Yeah.
You start smoking when you're a teenager, like, to look cool. You don't start smoking when you're 25.
I started smoking out of necessity.
You started smoking because you wanted to take smoke breaks. You started smoking so that you had an excuse to go outside.
No,
for
our breaks at work are 15 minutes, no matter if you smoke or not smoke.
So you're doing these now more? Can you do those at work? Can you sit at your desk and puff on those?
We don't have an official policy on these. Therefore...
Yet.
So some of the people that do smoke these, anybody who does like start smoking them and they find out, they say, hey, don't give these people a reason to make a policy on them. So whatever we do, we're supposed to not flaunt it, not...
Be discreet.
Be discreet, yeah. The less people know we're doing it, the better it is for everybody.
And the
who
people who just smoke those decide that.
Yeah,
they just kind of got together and be like, "Hey, keep this on the DL."
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, there's only like a handful of us that do that, but the ones that do, we all know who each other are, and we want to make sure that somebody doesn't go complain to the right people and say, "Hey, do you know what that dude's doing over there? He's smoking his e-cigarette." What's the policy on that? Ooh, we should make a policy on that. So, yeah, every time they make a policy, I don't see it getting better for me.
Yeah, I was smoking the one you gave me last week at work a little bit.
How was it?
I mean, it was all right. I mean, we were kind of busy last week, so I couldn't really step outside, so I just used that instead.
Which is what it's for.
Right.
It makes sure you don't have to go outside in, like, negative 10-degree weather.
Well, no, I wanted to go outside, I just couldn't. So I just puffed on that because it was in my pocket.
And did it help?
I mean, it
did it do what the cigarette was going to do?
It subsidized for what I needed it. But as soon as I got the chance to go outside, I did. I know you weren't paying attention for that.
No,
last
I wasn't.
4 minutes.
I was.
We had this conversation a couple weeks ago.
I have no idea what
you'll tune in next time and you'll be like, oh,
right. Oh, yeah.
That's what was going on around me.
Wow, what's going on with drunk? I'm hearing it when you hear it, fellas.
So, my lady friend tells everybody that we're engaged.
Right. You say it.
Congratulations
like
again, by the way.
You say it's Thank not. You say it like it's not true.
No, it is true.
Okay.
My,
you said
my
it like
problem is
my lady friend
you just
is
don't
telling
make a
people.
Spectacle of
yeah,
it.
I don't see the point in telling people. It's not. I don't see it as a good or bad thing or something to be congratulated on. The ladies might see it like that. But I don't know why dudes would. I don't understand why they would say it's a good or bad thing. I think it's a rather neutral thing.
Well, I mean, being engaged is pretty much the same thing as being boyfriend and girlfriend. You're basically saying, this is the person that
I'm working towards marrying.
Yes.
I mean, like, you're probably a little farther along than the typical boyfriend and girlfriend. But really, what you're saying is, I'm involved with this person, and we're probably going to get married.
Yes. Well, we have promised each other we're going to get married.
Right. And we have this jewelry.
Well, she has. Yeah. She has this jewelry.
Don't you think we should get something?
Yes, a big old earring. A marriage earring.
A marriage earring? I don't think I'd look good with an earring.
I don't know.
I don't understand why a dude would come up. Like, dudes have been coming up to me at work and saying, congratulations. And I'm like, okay.
Did they all see it on the Facebook?
No. My lady friend told them. And my lady friend can tell them. They can congratulate her all they want.
Sure.
I just feel weird.
She roped a big one.
Oh, a huge one. Oh, yeah. Catch of the day here. So, yeah, they can congratulate her. But when people congratulate me over something, I feel weird about that already. Like, I'm not used to people saying, hey, you did a good job. I'm used to people saying, I would like to know how you screwed this up so that next time you do it, I have an excuse to fire you. Like, oh, well, let me break this down to you, sir.
So should I never say congratulations to you ever again?
No, it'll just make me feel awkward. I'd rather...
What if you, like, get a big promotion or, like, win the lottery or something?
I wouldn't tell anybody. If I win the lottery, the last two people in this world that would know would be you two fucks. If I get a promotion at work, I'm not telling any of you.
Yeah, because we'll just make fun of you on this show, that's why.
Well, you can make fun of me on the show, I just don't want you saying, oh, dude, that's a great thing that you got. Like, oh, well, thanks. Yeah, I'm kind of awkward when I speak, so I don't really know what to do when somebody says good job because it happens so rarely.
This isn't really about anything, and it's a poor segue, but
there is no segue from
per,
that.
Per usual.
We're getting close to break, so it's probably a good time to bring it up. The Uniformed Opinions podcast, which is on Radio FUBAR, they're doing a promotion right now. It is for the Wounded Warrior Project, which, I mean, from the sound of it, I guess I should have read up on what it actually is. It's wounded veterans, I assume. That's what it is.
Well,
it's a charity to help wounded veterans. I mean, from the sound of it, that's what it is.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, what else could it possibly
be? Oh, Mike, you fucked me up, man.
they bought stickers but with the Uniformed Opinions logo on it. They're selling them for $5. All the proceeds of those go to the Wounded Warriors. They're also doing T-shirts, all the Radio FUBAR T-shirts, including ours, Mr. Producers, all of them. They're giving $1 per shirt towards Wounded Warrior and $2 per shirt if you buy a Uniformed Opinion shirt. So if you want to look at their shop, radiofubar.com, I think there's a shop thing at the top. Get a shirt, get one of ours. It goes to a good cause. The shirt printer, who is a close personal friend of mine.
I would say he's your best friend.
He is my best friend. He is donating 50 cents for every Radio FUBAR shirt purchased, in addition to the $2 or $1 that Radio FUBAR is doing, and 25 cents for any shirt sold on happygoatshirts.com, so for the month of March. So, it's something. They're doing a thing. Awesome. Check it out. Check out their podcast. It's good.
Is it better than ours?
No, nobody.
No, we're the best show on this channel.
Who are you kidding? Just wait till we have the Radio FUBAR Awards. And I win most handsomest. Fucking sons of bitches. We'll be back in 8 or 9 minutes.
Bye. Excellent.
Hi, everyone. I'm Matt Reifer. You might remember me from such radio shows as Where Did My Beer Go? Beer, the only beverage needed. And the Mr. Producer Show. I'm here to tell you about a wonderful app available for most smartphones. It's called TuneIn. This app allows you to listen to over 60,000 different AM, FM, and internet radio stations such as Radio FUBAR. You could download the app in your app store for free or go to TuneIn.com. TuneIn allows you to listen to our insanity anywhere.
Steve was a ladies' man who loved him and left him, a regular cocksmith, until one day he crossed the wrong woman, who used her witchcraft to curse him. If Steve was going to think with his dick, he'd have to talk to it too. The Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks proudly presents Me and My Talking Dick, taped in front of a live studio audience.
You wanted to see me?
Yeah, Steve, come in.
What's up?
Shut the door. Look, I'll just say it. The guys upstairs have noticed your productivity is way down. They asked me what's going on, and I don't have any answers for them. Is there something going on at home that I should know about?
Yeah, I'm really sorry. Things have been kind of rough in my personal life. I met a girl and slept with her a couple times. When I stopped calling her, she went crazy and put some kind of weird voodoo curse on me.
A curse that makes you unable to get to work on time or get any work done?
No, she made my dick talk.
I don't understand.
She cursed me to have a talking dick. It talks to me. Here, I'll show you. Well, go on, say something.
Steve, this is highly inappropriate.
It sings all the time, and it second-guesses everything I do. I spend all my time debating with my own dick which flavor of Gatorade to buy or what to watch on TV. I can't sleep, and I can't interact with other people. I can't do anything.
Carol, can you call security?
Sure thing, sir.
Come on, boss. You don't need to call security. I'm not crazy. You have to believe me. It talks.
Get out of here, you fucking pervert!
You couldn't have said one thing to the guy to keep me from getting fired. What happened to us being a team?
You think you whip your dick out to your male boss, and your dick starts talking to him, there's a promotion in it for you? I don't talk to dudes. We have nothing to say to each other. Get your shit together. We're not meeting any fine ladies if you're some unemployed asshole.
Tune in next time as Steve and his penis visit the White House.
We'd like to tell you about some huge indie music supporters. The Indie Music Bus. Get support for your music at indiemusicbus.com. Then follow them on Twitter at Indie Music Bus. Or if you're a music lover, they have a Twitter account just for you at Indie Fans. Ride the Indie Music Bus and thank you for listening to Indie Radio.
And welcome back to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. To contact the show, please dial 309-740-1430 or contact us on the Skypes at WFO Dicks.
That's you've gotten quite good at that.
Thank you.
That's become like your thing.
After weeks of practice, I would hope I've gotten better.
So last week, I wanted to throw this out there because last week I had something I wanted to talk about. Lara Croft Tomb Raider.
Yeah,
I did. About how she has no more titties.
Well, yeah, and what I wanted to get at something, and I had an idea, and then I got sidetracked and started talking to you guys about boobies.
Per usual.
And then I didn't get to the point that I was actually trying to make. So, like, I'm doubling back after listening to it. I'm like, that isn't what I wanted to say at all. I just brought it up, and then we said, oh, boobs, and then moved on.
So is this like the 13-year-old Lara Croft before she got titties?
No, but what I want to say is... All of the marketing about this game is about how she's less sexy. They've changed her proportions and they've kind of made her more normal looking.
Yeah.
And that's been all of the promotion about this game.
Which is
stupid. They haven't talked about how good the game is. They haven't talked about the incredible new graphics that utilize the... They've been talking about this broad's looks. And so I could go to argue that... It's still all about looks. Just because it's gone the other direction, it's like still shallow. It's still stupid. It's like instead of, oh, we made this chick with big titties that runs around and shoots things, it's, look, guys, we made her, we
worked on her appearance. This is what's important, is this broad's looks. So that was the point I was trying to make, and now it's kind of, why did I waste 2 weeks talking about this?
Well, the point is, they could have just made this a brand new game with a brand new person. They could have not called it Lara Croft. But Lara Croft name, that sells games because it's associated with big tits and good looks. They could have just made Uncharted, and it's not the same dude as Uncharted. It's his sister, and she has relatively okay boobs for a woman of her proportions.
But if what I'm saying is, if you wanted to change up your image and make a legit game that wasn't about tits and ass,
they were legit games.
Then quit talking about tits and ass. I mean, all you're talking about now is how her tits and ass are smaller.
No, they're trying to justify their decision well after they've made it. And I'm sure nobody from the community that plays these games had any fucking input into it. So they're justifying it in advance when everybody says, this is Lara Croft, she doesn't have any boobs. That's why they bought those games. They bought the games because of the boobs. And you could say, oh, well, we shouldn't talk about boobs. You had a point. The point is the boobs. When you're talking about Lara Croft, there's no other point. Like, oh, the mini games are so much more fun this time around. No tits.
I have a new invention.
What's that?
I want to tell you guys about it. And I'm just saying now, there are people in the chat room, and people actually do listen to this podcast, I think. So don't steal my fucking idea.
At least the Dorktown people listen, and you yelled at them.
Don't fucking steal my idea, okay? Because I'm going to figure out how to do this, and I'm going to make it, and it's going to...
Is it the bacon restaurant?
No, that's a genius idea, too. That'll be my backup plan, though. Okay. This is going to be my genius idea. Are you ready for it?
Sure, blow my mind.
You're taking a bath, right?
Okay.
And
I don't take baths, I take showers.
Okay, you're taking a nice bubble bath, and somebody, preferably, you know, somebody that you fancy,
mm-hmm.
wants to get in the bath with you.
Sure.
Right? You want to have a nice tandem bath with your lady. You want to have a nice romantic moment.
Is it like the Cialis commercials where they're in two different bathtubs?
No, same bathtub. But the problem is there's no comfortable way to do this. Because if you're facing one direction, if the other person is facing the other direction, they got a fucking spigot in their back.
Okay.
You know, or they're hitting their head on it or something. There's no easy way to do it. So what I propose is a large, like, cushion, like foam or something, that contours to the bathtub but also has, like, a hole cut, make it universal, make it nice and wide, to, once the bathtub is full, to put a cushion on the other end to make, like, a comfortable back for the other side of the bathtub so that two people can take a bath together comfortably. And well, I'm going to call it...
Most bathtubs aren't big enough for one person, much
Mike's
less two.
Bath Buddy. Mike's Bath Buddy.
Why does it have to have your name? It can't just be...
Because I fucking invented it. Okay. Why does it have to have my name?
Isn't by putting, like, a foam rubber thing on the back of the bathtub, aren't you taking up more space in the already limited bathtub?
Yeah, but you're doing it so that you can sit in there comfortably.
I don't think there's a way to sit in a regular bathtub with another person.
You're wrong. You're wrong. Because you can sit in it while they're comfortable at the other end, but you just got that thing on your back.
Yeah, but so the people who invented Kleenexes, they didn't call it Jim's Kleenexes, and they didn't call it Steve's Whiteout. It's just Kleenex and Whiteout. It could just be the Bath Buddy.
Drunk, who invented this?
Invented.
No, who invented Mike's Bath Buddy?
It sounds like Mike invented it.
Mike invented it.
Well, no, you didn't invent it. You had an idea for it.
So Why don't
you got to actually build it first? And your invention is pretty much a cutout of foam.
Why don't you put your last name on it too? Then
yeah, the more bath buddy. That way, it's like more bath buddies.
See, that sounds better.
Yeah, but I guess more is a common name, I guess.
Tell me my idea is good. Tell me.
Genius, Michael. I wish I'd have thought of it myself.
But you didn't. I did.
Yes.
Mike's Bath Buddy.
And now, tomorrow, I'm going to go to the patent office. I'm going to copyright it. We're going to call it Ryan's Bath Buddy, and it'll be done.
I just don't know how the foam would work, and like the other person could still sit in the bathtub. Because, I mean, you're taking up space with that foam. I don't know how it would work, at least in my bathtub.
You know what? I've been seeing all these news stories. I was listening to the radio earlier, and they were talking about all these people are filling out applications to take like a 500-day trip to Mars. They're doing like commercial trips to Mars. You know what?
I don't think anybody's going to be going to.
I wish there was a goddamn section of the trip to Mars thing where I could like volunteer people to go to Mars. I don't want to go to Mars. That sounds stupid. But I want you fuckers to go to Mars. Why? I send you to Mars.
Why do you want to send me to Mars?
Because I have good ideas, and I just want you to tell me they're good ideas.
I didn't say it was a bad idea.
I don't want you guys to talk to me about my ideas and tell me they're not good.
What do you think
I invite you over here for? To tell me my ideas are good.
We're trying to help improve upon your ideas.
I mean, this is a creative circle.
It's a brainstorm.
No, this is bullshit.
Well, you don't want just a group of yes men.
Yes, I do.
If you have a group of yes men, what happens?
I want to be number 12. I want to be number 1.
This is how you become number 1, brainstorming. Yes men.
What do we got to do?
What do we got to do? Got to be funnier and have better bits.
This is bullshit.
I think we need to include more Dr. Napiers and Talking Dicks and Detective Napier and, you know, things that people
like.
Oh,
by the way, next week, the return of Detective Napier.
See?
You could probably test.
Napier!
You see, people like that, and then we stopped doing it.
Yeah.
And people like Mike's Dad Answers Yahoo Questions, too.
Oh, I forgot about that one. That was old school, man.
Yeah, people actually enjoyed that, and then we stopped doing it.
You could probably test my undefeated streak.
I don't know, man, but you know what? I played the talking dick bit that we just played.
Yeah.
For a lady friend, and she said, "Yeah, that wasn't funny."
She lies.
No, I don't think it was funny because, like, I listened back to it. I'm like, you know what? I don't think that was funny. It's like, you know, like. I got Benny from Podcheese to record parts for that. And I mean, like, Benny's like a really smart, funny dude. And I basically just made him like the straight man. It's like, I get a really smart, funny dude to do bullshit lines. It's like, hey, if I talked him into doing something, maybe I should have like used him better. I don't know. And so like,
did you make him like Samuel L. Jackson in the fucking Star Wars movies?
Yeah. I mean, like he basically just said a couple lines. I didn't use the talent that I had. I didn't use it at all. And like I'm regretting it now. I'm like, what the fuck am I doing? Why am I even doing this stupid thing? Why do we do any of this? This is retarded. We can't even get in the top 10.
I thought we did this so that we could hang out and you could eat food beforehand and we would hang out.
Yeah.
That's what I thought this was. But then it became corporate. You damn suit. Trying to sell ad space. Like, well, we can't talk about Cheetos or the Doritos people are going to get on us. Now you talk about Doritos and you make them sound delicious, damn it. You are going to live Doritos. You're going to wear them as a goddamn mask.
I thought you were
going. The wheelbarrow full of dicks, sponsored by Pepsi.
I thought you were going to be upbeat and positive today.
Yeah,
you just
no.
sound angry.
I'm going to make you your own grumpy cat little meme. I'm going to make you a little grumpy cat for all your goddamn cynicism and hatred.
Hey, it could be worse. You could be eaten by a sinkhole.
What the fuck are you talking about?
You didn't see that in Florida?
No.
Dude was laying in his bed, sinkhole under his house.
Oh, the Boom. Sinkhole ate him.
Swallowed by a sinkhole.
He's gone?
Gone.
Yeah, he's dead. They can't
There's,
get him
is
out.
The house
no,
gone?
No, just his room.
Yeah.
Just his room?
Just his room.
The rest of the house is still there?
Well, they demolished it so they could investigate the sinkhole.
Did they find him?
No, nope. They can't get to
him. They will never find him.
He's just gone?
They don't know where the sinkhole leads to. They don't know where it came from.
He is
probably in a
pool of magma right now.
Yeah, he is dead.
You know, I had this recurring dream for a really long time that this was when I still was at my parents' house, so I was probably a teenager, and I would go out to get the mail, and when I turned around, the house was gone. And so, like, I walked up the street to a neighbor's house and called my parents. I'm like, hey, what happened to the house? And they said, dude, you just went out to get the mail. Come back. And, like, I'd walk back down the street, and the house is still gone. And I never really knew what it meant.
You have abandonment issues.
You think that's what it is?
That or, you know, you didn't get enough play during high school, and that messed with your mind. You can't let it back up into you. You got to take care of that.
You know, I had another dream that I posted on the Facebooks, and like I posted. I don't post on my Facebooks anymore. I just post on the show's Facebooks now.
You post on your Facebook all the time.
Not really. I kind of gave up on Facebook. But I got a lot of interesting insight about my mom has a dream book. Maybe that should be a segment. We'll have my mom interpret your dreams for you, because she's got like four or five dream books. I'm trying to find it. I had a really great dream, and then people were giving me a lot of insight into my dream.
I can't dream, unfortunately.
You don't dream?
No, most of the time when I go to sleep, I black out from alcohol.
That's usually where I have my most vivid dreams. When I'm
drunk, what was the last
hammered.
Good dream you had?
I don't know. A couple days ago, I dreamt me and my mom were on The Amazing Race, and we won.
Okay. Oh, you and your mom won The Amazing Race?
Yes.
Okay, I'm now going to read to you from my Facebook. I had a dream last night that I took a poop, and when I was done, I turned around to look at what I had done, and there was a goldfish swimming around in there. And I couldn't figure out if it had come out of me or had swam up the pipe, or maybe someone had dumped a goldfish in the toilet before I came in. But then I was wondering if I should fish it out and keep it as a pet, especially if I had just given birth to it, or if I should flush it. It was alive. Typically, you'd flush a dead goldfish, but this one was some kind of miracle. I woke up before I decided, but it's an interesting question to ask yourself. I think it says a lot about your character. Now, my question to
you... And that was, read Mike's Facebook.
My question to you, Napier, is what would you do in that situation? Would you flush the goldfish, or would you keep it as a pet?
Well, first off, if I didn't already, I would probably pee into the toilet
on the goldfish?
On the goldfish and then flush it.
So you'd piss on the goldfish that you just birthed?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I don't have a fish tank.
And then I would scream at it, blood for the blood god, as I flush the toilet. Fuck you, fish.
Marion in the chat says, why isn't eating it an option?
I never said it wasn't.
You wouldn't eat a goldfish that just came out of your asshole, would you?
That depends.
That just seems silly.
Would you deep fry it or put it in a skillet? Or
I don't know.
You'd probably have to do something about the bones.
I think I would have to keep the goldfish as a pet.
Yeah.
Because I would feel somewhat responsible for it.
Maybe shoot it in some alcohol, like those minnow shots or whatnot.
Our buddy Andrew Ferris, yeah. The guy who made our theme song, and the incredible Detective Napier theme, which... we haven't used in a while, but we need to.
We haven't used the theme song in a while.
This is his interpretation of my dream. This dream is obviously linked with your creativity. You sit on the toilet and create, turn around and expect a shit, your creation, but instead you see a gold goldfish. Asking yourself whether you should flush it is your inner self asking if you should continue to work and be creative as your creations seem unpredictable and out of control. Either that or you ate a goldfish and it survived, you sick son of a bitch.
I'm going to take that on the opposite end, and I'm going to say that you think your shit is gold.
So you're talking about the bathtub invention, aren't you?
No.
That's your way of talking about my Mike's bath buddy.
I was gonna go.
I mean, you're not just gonna shit on it right out. You're gonna go and you're gonna make it all, you know, secret covert. But I know what you're saying.
I was gonna say that about Church Mall.
Church Mall is fucking genius.
Church Mall is a horrible idea.
Fuck you. Church Mall is fantastic. There's so many churches. They're everywhere. There's like 9 churches within 1 square mile. What we need to do is we need to centralize them all in one location, one giant church location, like a mall. And we have parking garages, and we'll have a food court, and all these church people can go to their separate churches that are all within one confined place. They all have their own level of the parking garage. They all have their own centralized shit. They have their bookstores. They have their everything. It's all centralized. There's no traffic. You can put restaurants around it. You can put a goddamn Chili's, a fucking Steak and Shake, a Denny's, all that shit, so that the church people, they can all go to their churches. They can all do their thing. And I can get up and just go to work without passing them because they don't have enough parking in their tiny-ass little parking lots. And they get in my way.
Yeah, but, I mean, most of those places, I mean, they'd be going at one time. There'd be a huge amount of traffic during those times anyway.
But if they're all in a set area, they can plan for it.
Yeah, but if they're in a set area, that means they're taking a set highway.
They have the guys with the orange vests and the little, like, the lightsaber things that light up that they can direct traffic. They all have a big giant parking garage, so they, I mean, like, you know, that you plan it like an event.
I want to make a quick comment before I forget. My lady friend, to get to her house, you have to cross this.
Don't you think it'll be like a way of uniting us?
No.
Don't you think that, you know, if all of them can kind of deal with the traffic together and they can all meet up at Chili's and get a goddamn, you know, queso, the bacon, potato wedges, and all that shit.
I'm pretty
together.
Sure a bunch of those people can't eat that.
Well, that's why we have, you know, different restaurants for them too. A food court of all kinds of let them experience all kinds of things. And if they don't like each other, then they don't have to go to that area of the mall. We'll be strategic. We'll divide it up.
I still don't see that working.
Why?
Because those people hate each other.
Look, Napier, when I get up and go to work in the morning, I only pass 3 Quick Trips.
Yeah.
The reason that I don't pass more Quick Trips is because there's so many fucking churches. I pass 1, 2, 3, 4, like 9 churches. How many of those churches could be fucking Walgreens, could be McDonald's, could be fucking Culver's, man? There's no Culver's around here.
Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, Chick-fil-A is kind of church-like.
we could use another Chick-fil-A. They have delicious sandwiches. I went to Chick-fil-A the other day, and you know what? Nobody said anything to me about homos. They just gave me a chicken sandwich.
Well, I don't think
it was delicious.
I don't think the employees are going to sit there and talk to you about homos. Why would they do that?
I mean, they didn't give me any pamphlets. They didn't have anything out anywhere.
Well, they're not a church.
It was great.
The chicken they have is delicious. I just don't like what the people who actually run the company do with their money.
What do they do?
They fund organizations that are anti-gay rights. They fund...
But they give you delicious chicken.
No, they don't give me delicious chicken. I spend money with them, and then in return for my money, they give me a delicious chicken. I'm not saying anything about their food. Their food's wonderful. I love their food. I just don't like what they do with my money after I give it to them.
I think that if I were thinner, then I could afford to have, you know, stands like that and boycott restaurants. But my desire for delicious chicken outweighs my...
There isn't a Chick-fil-A near here. You have to go out of your way to get Chick-fil-A.
I like it.
Well, of course, it's delicious.
I didn't go there
for
a while.
But it's hate chicken, Mike.
I didn't go there for
a while. Hate chicken. That's what
it is. I didn't go there for a while. Like, I stopped, and, you know, I didn't go because I was like, oh, well, that's bullshit. They don't like the homos.
You didn't go because it's like 50 miles away from here.
Well, that and they don't like homos.
Well, I'm sure the people there don't care.
But the other day, you know, I was like, you know what sounds good? Some fucking Chick-fil-A.
Was it good?
It was.
They're delicious.
So good.
They are the only ones that know how to make waffle fries, I swear to God.
So,
well, they're God.
So back to the church talk for a second. I went to see the Book of Mormon this week.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Not to cut you off, but I'm going to take the part out of Skyfall when the bad guy shoots the guy that he just banged on the boat.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just gonna pipe in, you killed my girlfriend. I'll post it on YouTube. I'm sorry, what were you saying? Something about Skyfall? Oh, no, that was what I was talking about. You were talking about the Book of Mormon.
Right.
Okay.
So.
You killed my girlfriend. I'm sorry, what were you saying?
You know the idea of the play, right? Have you like, heard anything about
it? I mean, he just fucked her on the boat, like, 5 minutes ago. I mean, like, he was fucking her on the boat. They got off at the island. And then the dude shot her in the head. Did you see Skyfall?
No.
Oh, spoiler alert. Okay,
I don't understand how. You don't understand how spoiler works. You say spoiler.
I'm alerting you to the fact that I just spoiled it for you.
People know what you did.
Book of Mormon.
Yeah, so anyway, I went and saw this Book of Mormon, and it's basically a play.
Oh, Christ, Mike. Really?
Making fun of the religion. It's a good play. It's fairly raunchy. Anyway, the best part of it, right after the musical is over with, there's about 15 Mormons outside passing out the Book of Mormon.
Oh, the Mormons love that play. They don't hate it at all. They think it's amazing.
See, but what's funny about that scene is it's the hero, and he doesn't seem to give a shit that this chick just got shot in the face. In fact, I think he says, that's a waste of good scotch. It's like, you callous prick. He just shot the girl you fucked 5 minutes ago in the face. And you're talking about a waste of liquor?
I think
you just fucked her in the shower 5 minutes ago.
I think we're having two different conversations. And it's confusing me because I can only follow one.
He was talking about the Book of Mormon. What were you talking about?
Oh, I was talking about something different, and then you interrupted me, and then we went on.
Okay, what were you talking about? I'm sorry.
My lady friend lives next to a church that they have to direct traffic for, like what you're saying about your damn church mall.
That church could be a liquor store or something. You could have a liquor store within walking distance, but instead you have a useless fucking church.
American-owned, well, none of that Haji bullshit.
When the guy was directing traffic, like this is a real cop directing traffic for this church. He's not some crossing guard. And he starts waving at me, and I forget for a moment that he's directing traffic, and I follow the traffic light. And he starts waving at me, don't go.
Did you wave back to him like, hey, guy?
Yeah, I waved back to him I thought he was waving at me. I didn't understand. And then he kept waving, like, started shouting at me. He's like, hi, hi. Oh, fuck. And then I just took off. They didn't come after me, though, thankfully. Yeah. I would have said, I'm sorry, dude, you were making hand gestures like, hello. And
Have you ever driven past cops that are running radar and, like, pulling people over on foot? Like, they walk out in the street and, like wave you to pull over because you're going too fast?
No, never done that. Why would you do that?
I got a secret tip for you.
Yeah?
If they stand out in the street and they wave for you to pull over,
yeah.
If you swerve around them and keep going, it takes them a long time to go get in their car.
Yeah, it does.
And you have a chance to get away.
Why, did you do this?
Yeah, I did it once. I didn't know what he was doing. I just thought it was a crazy homeless guy running out in the street. I was like, holy shit, what was that? And then I was so far away, I was like, what am I going to do, go back? Say, by the way, sir, I'm sorry. I didn't pull over. I didn't know who you were. I didn't know what was going on.
So how long after you swear?
I was going way too fast. To see who it was that was getting out in the middle of the street. I'm sorry, what were you saying?
How long after you swerved around this fella did you realize what you had done wrong?
I was through an intersection and pretty far down the street. And he was kind of jogging to get in his car.
And then about 2 minutes later, it dawned on you, oh, well, there's a cop.
And then I turned off the road and kind of hid for a little bit.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
I don't understand weird tactics to pull people over like used to. The cop car would hide. They would see you doing something stupid, then they would come get you.
Yeah.
And that worked.
Well, now they have cameras that just take your picture and send you tickets if you run a light or if you speed. And
It's, yeah.
It's bullshit.
And pretty soon, we're going to have RoboCops.
Well, at least we'll end up with less family dog shot that way. Every other week, I hear about some cop going into the wrong place. There's the family dog there. It doesn't matter if it's a tiny little fucking Pomeranian.
Is this about that country singer?
No, this isn't about the country singer. She shot her own dog.
You shot my dog. Then yourself.
Well, I think it's her dog. But yeah, she shot her dog.
Yeah.
And then herself because, you know, she didn't want to die lonely. And I'm sure the dog wouldn't have been any better. Its owner's dead.
Yeah.
That would have just made the dog sad. And also the dog could have eaten her, like, while she was dead. And she probably didn't want to have to deal with that.
I don't know if I already mentioned this on the podcast, but when I saw that story about the chick that had killed herself, in the story they had talked about how she had made a sex tape.
A good one?
I started searching for it, like, immediately. I was like, oh, this chick's dead? Oh, she has a sex tape. And then, you know, I'm Googling the sex tape, like, you know. They probably hadn't even taken her out of the house yet, and I'm looking for her big old titties.
Well, I'm sure she doesn't mind now. Yeah. I mean,
what are you going to do?
Didn't China release a sex tape that a wrestling woman?
Yeah.
Didn't? I saw like a picture of it. Like, I never actually saw the sex tape.
It was really big.
She had this huge clitoris on
her. It was gigantic.
It looked like a thumb.
Yeah.
Yeah. It looked like you could penetrate a lady with that clitoris.
I didn't like it.
You didn't like it? Why not? Are you turned off by large clitorises?
Ones that kind of look dicky, yeah.
Yeah. How did her boobs look? I didn't see her boobs. I just saw her vagina.
Fake.
Fake boobs?
Fake.
Are you telling me a woman who has the ability to get up on stage every single week in front of rednecks and fight dudes in a fake arena would go so far as to put fake boobs on herself?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Sir, I think you're lying. China wouldn't do that. China is a fine, respectable lady who's probably in her like late 50s by now.
Jesse sent me a link to Tactical Bacon on Amazon. It's bacon in a can.
Yeah, it's made by a local company.
Yeah.
CMMG, they make rifles. I have one of their rifles. I have
a rifle company?
Yeah, they make rifles. They make AR-15s.
Yeah.
And
AR-15s and canned bacon.
And tactical bacon, yes.
And what is it? Is it like Spam only?
No, it's fully cooked bacon in a can.
Do you use a can opener and open it up, or yeah. Is it? I got a vibe like it was like a kind of like a spray, like you squeezed it out like easy cheese.
No, it's actual strips of bacon
in a can.
In a can, I've heard nothing but good reviews on them.
It's 9 ounces for $20.
Yeah, but it's 9 ounces of bacon.
Yeah,
I mean that keeps forever.
The awesome thing about this was I go to this link and I'm looking at the Amazon, and you know how they have the thing on there where they tell you if you like this, you might also like this.
Yeah.
Customers also bought a product called unicorn meat.
Yeah, a lady friend bought some.
What is unicorn? Is it from real unicorns?
No, you open it up and then there's chunks of unicorn in there. It's like they think about somebody taking a stuffed unicorn and then cutting it up, yeah, and then re-sewing the pieces back together like it was chunks of meat, and then they would put it into a can for you. Like, you have your unicorn shanks and your unicorn like legs and hooves and, you know, they just random pieces of unicorn.
Of stuffed unicorn?
Yeah.
So this isn't something you can eat. This is a bullshit product.
Yeah, you can eat it if you want to. You'll probably get sick.
My brother-in-law goes to some website that mails you frozen pieces of exotic animals, like they ate a alligator and camel.
Alligator's not really exotic.
Well, camel and
camel.
Yeah, really? A bunch of weird stuff. They've gotten a couple of different things. I know camel was one of them because I sent her a picture of a camel that said, "Please don't eat me." But it's a website, and I don't remember what it was, but there was a lot of weird animals that you could buy, and they would ship it to you. So, but unicorn wasn't on the list, and so I'm kind of disappointed to find out that you can't buy it on Amazon.
Apparently, there was some group of people, they wanted to open a restaurant, and what was going to be on the menu was lion. They were going to have lion, like, steaks that you could eat. And there were so many people protesting them and sending them death threats that they said, you know what, this probably isn't a good idea. And then they shut their business before it opened.
Well, all this hubbub about horse meat and stuff, what do you give a shit? What makes us decide what animals, you know, are okay to eat and which ones are... what's the problem with eating horse?
Nothing, as long as you label it horse and you don't label it beef. There's nothing...
I mean, do we have this love affair with horses that they're more important than anything else?
People have a love affair, like, in Western culture, of horses, cats, dogs. You can't... Rats, any rodent is taboo other than rabbit.
Look, I got this Chinese place down the street from my house... And they've had several different versions of their menu. They've gone through a few different ones, but they've always it's shi kebab. It's shi kebab. There's no sh. It's not shish kebab. It's shi kebab, and it's been on several different menus, and they've never corrected it. And so when I call them, I tell them I want a shi kebab, and I have no idea what it is. It's meat. It's meat on a stick.
Do they just label it meat, or do they?
And it doesn't. It has a consistency like nothing I've ever tasted. I don't know what kind of meat it is, and I've never had the courage to ask. But every now and then,
it isn't listed on the menu.
Every now and then, when I call there, the one younger guy who speaks a little bit better English than the rest of them will sometimes correct me and say, "Do you mean shish kebab?" I'm like, no, motherfucker. I want shi kebab. Look at your menu. It says shi kebab. And I'm kind of hoping that if I say it enough, I mean, I probably order there maybe once every 2 weeks or so. If I say it wrong enough, they'll take the fucking hint and fix their menu. Or
you could just tell them instead of being a passive aggressive dick.
If I order shish kebab, it'll be something different. I don't know.
Do they have a...
No, they don't. It's shi kebab. Shi kebab. That's what it is.
So there's only one thing on the menu.
But what I'm getting at, if you told me tomorrow
that
was horse, I'd probably be relieved. Because it's probably not the worst thing I've imagined it is.
It's probably pork.
It's probably rat. Rat on a stick.
I don't give a fuck. It's delicious.
It's quote-unquote
chicken.
That's
what I'm getting at. You tell me I'm eating horse, don't give a fuck. Tell me I'm eating lion, I don't give a fuck. You put something on my plate and it's delicious, I'm eating it.
Some of that emu. Well,
give me some goddamn emu. That's right.
I heard horse wasn't good.
And when I die, I want you all to cut me up. I want you to barbecue me. I want you to eat me. Because I bet I'm delicious.
You know what's pretty good is that eel.
And you know what, drunk? If you ain't going to eat me, you ain't invited.
Okay.
Boom.
Boom.
Is it that time?
Hold on. Can we talk about this right here real fast? I'm intrigued.
There's a broad that she's 22. She started falsely accusing people of rape when she was 11.
Whew.
She's had 11, so one a year. She's had a fake rape claim. No one has ever been convicted. They've all turned out to be bullshit. And finally, they found out that she had faked 11 rapes. I guess, like, she breaks up with a dude, they have a bad breakup, and she claims rape.
Since she was 11?
Yeah.
So that's when you're 11, maybe you have a bad breakup, that's bad.
I want to say it was 13, maybe it was 11. I don't know.
Obviously,
I wrote down one sentence drunk. I don't have the story in front of me.
Do you remember where it was?
Yeah, she accused a cabbie of raping her.
It was a Daily Mail story, I think. So I think it's like from the UK or something. I don't fucking know. But
well, then what'd you write it down for?
I wanted to talk about it. She was jailed 10 months for faking rape.
Do you think that's proper punishment?
11th time. No.
Oh, 2 years minimum.
I think just off the broad. What good is she going to do?
Just go African on her and cut out her clitoris and hang her in the streets?
Why not just give her, like, whatever the rape charge would have been for those people? Why not just give her that sentence?
What if, and this might be a bit controversial. This might not be the PC way to think. I think that if it is proven beyond a shadow of a doubt that you faked a rape claim. So this would be 11 fake rape claims.
Yeah.
All those fellas get a free rape. No, I mean, you know. I'm not condoning rape. I'm not.
It's
rape is terrible. It's a terrible thing.
Let me ask you this.
But
a free rape on her or a free rape on
anybody? If you accuse me of rape, we go to a court of law. I pay court costs. I do all of this, you know, defending myself. I mean, I'm still going to have that stigma. If you're accused of murder, even if you're found not guilty, chances are you're still going to have that doubt. He might have murdered somebody, you know?
Yeah.
You're going to carry that around the rest of your life. You're the rape guy. If it's proven beyond a shadow of a doubt that you did not rape anyone, that you're innocent, but you still have that stigma. Free rape.
Free rape to the accuser or anybody?
No, to the accuser.
Okay.
Because fuck her, right?
Oh, yeah, fuck her for sure.
Fuck her for sure.
So, you gonna rape her in the butt?
I mean, if it's a freebie.
Might as well, right?
I'm more lenient. I say if they accuse somebody and you know of something
what?
And it's...
And you know what? Her dad's got a watch. Because he did a shitty job raising her. He didn't teach her to not lie.
Well, she doesn't have a dad.
She probably doesn't have a dad. That's why she does that.
That's true.
But I'm more lenient. I say if they accuse and it's obvious that it's a false accusation, they should get whatever charge that the other person was going to get if they were found guilty.
So they are then the rapist?
No. They just get...
Charged for rape?
They just get the little thing that says they were found guilty of rape and they have to serve a rape sentence for falsely accusing somebody of rape.
Well, thank you to our new listeners this week. Rate us 5 stars on iTunes.
And see you in hell, faggots.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Listen to us every Monday night at 9-8 Central at RadioQBar.com. Find us on iTunes and rate us 5 stars. Call us at 314-266-WFOD and leave a message that may get played on the air. Visit us at WFODix.podbean.com. Follow us on Twitter at WFODix. Join our board at wechodix.boards.net and remember to always say please and thank you. Go and wash up. You have been a dirty, dirty girl.
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our company. M-I-K-E.
Because we like you.
There comes a time when we heed a certain call when the world
Something, something, something.